Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. Look, we're not buying a used car here. We're not buying a television. We're not buying a smartphone. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that. But we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? We'll be taking calls in the second hour. 646-716-7 hour or 79. Got to get that niner in there. 7978-646-7167-978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. But remember, if you do want to speak tonight, make sure you press the number 1. Gives me a little icon. Tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is just fine. Now, remember, if you do have a story out there, well, you've been tyrannized in any way, and I do not care by who. Doctors, lawyers, judges, cops, Walmart greeters. It doesn't matter. If you've been tyrannized, you got to get your story out there. Well, here's what you do. You get on Facebook, you type in the captain. Shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out. Guess what? You climb aboard and you get your story out. It's that simple. Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, now before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, every Sunday, Raquel Oikiai and Efren Gonzalez will be on board to host their own program from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour early on Sunday, but it's right here on this network, the Freedom for All Network. Also, support my other good friends on Blog Talk Radio, if they haven't destroyed their shows with their horrible connection problems. They're still having problems. Look, let me help you out, Blog Talk Radio. If Skype, which Skype has a lot of problems, okay, if you keep having problems with Skype, okay, maybe you could find something else. Maybe there's another company out there that can do the same job without all of the problems. I'm just throwing that out there. And your Direct Connect is a mess. But with all the millions of dollars that Blog Talk Radio makes, which they make quite a lot, you can't tell me you can't find somebody that can fix the problem. Pay them. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you're not paying them. I don't know. But just fix the problem. But support my good friends on Blog Talk Radio. From Radio Jihad Network, we have my good friend Vito Esposito, my first mate Kel Fritzy and her partner Tim Burton, also Annie from Southern Sense, who also comes on my Friday night sports show, Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In, and of course my girlfriend Audrey Russo from Real Talk, R-E-E-L. Also, she is simulcast on Red State Radio. She's got a really good show. She has really good guests. So make sure that you listen to all of these people. Yeah, I know. It means that you gotta listen to a lot of stuff. You gotta read a lot of stuff. You gotta study. That means you're gonna have to put down the Kardashians. Put down the Cheetos, turn off the Kardashians, get your fat butt off the couch once in a while. You're going to have to get yourself educated because there's a lot to get educated on. And tonight, we're going to be covering some stuff. And I did my homework, so I got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. And we have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway! Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors! All right, now let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day. Will our government declare martial law? And what would happen if they did? What would America look like if that happened? I think we can all imagine, but let's cover it. The first thing that's going to happen is the Constitution will be suspended, and that includes the Bill of Rights. You will have no rights at all, which I do not believe that our government has the right to actually administer martial law. I know there's a lot of people who say it's in the Constitution, but I've never been able to find it. So if somebody knows where it says the government has the right to declare martial law, let me know, and I'm pretty sure that whatever you could possibly come up with, you have misconstrued it. Means you've perverted it. So I'm pretty sure that you're going to be wrong. But you're going to try to argue with me anyway. But go for it. There'd be no reason for martial law. Why have martial law? Well, it's to take complete control. What is complete control? What is total power? Well, that's the definition of tyranny. Having absolute power, absolute control, that is the definition of tyranny. And that's why they want it. They want a police state. What is a police state? well, police state is a tyranny. Remember when the Nazis did that? There will be no freedom of speech, no freedom of the press. So I won't be able to come on airwaves. No freedom of assembly. Uh-oh, what are those Donald Trump protesters going to do? Then you can be arrested at any time for any reason whatsoever. Just like what the Nazis did, the brown shirts. They didn't like your shoes. Well, they beat you up in the street. They put you in a paddy wagon and took you to jail. Now, for the duration of what they call an emergency, well, I mean, what really is an emergency? What they declare is an emergency? Just because the government says that it's an emergency means that it is? The government says a lot of things. It doesn't mean that it's real. It just means that they say it. The military would be in control. Imagine that. The military, the police. They can have the guns, but you can't. Troops in the streets. Obviously, there'd be a curfew, so you couldn't go out of your house after a certain time. Well, what if you want to go out and hang out in the backyard on a nice summer day? You want to take your dogs out, poop all over your freaking floor. Was you going to have a sniper out there? He's going to shoot you down right there in your front yard? I mean, what the hell is this? Checkpoints will be set up. So to make sure they're going to check your ID. Well, that's what the Nazis did. They had checkpoints everywhere. Is this what we want? Do we really want to live like Nazis? Is that what we want? Well, if that's really what you want, if you really want to live like a Nazi, well, I suggest you do a couple of things. One, you go find a library and you start reading some books on World War II, on the Nazis, or what they did. If you can't find a library anywhere, you can't read, well, then you can get on YouTube. Just type in Nazi. Get somebody else to type it in for you because obviously you can't read, so you can't write either. Find out what the hell these people did, and this is exactly where we are headed. And for what? What are we going to get out of it? What are you going to get out of it? What are they going to get out of it? What is the government going to do with all of this power? This is what I'd like to know. What is the prize that the government gets with all of this power, all of this control? What do they win with it? What do they win? Huh? More than likely, we would see the authorities, I guess you'd have to call them, the brown shirts is what I call them, modern-day brown shirts, going door-to-door, confiscating your guns, your firearms, your ammunition, and, of course, your food supplies. See, they don't like people who stockpile food in case of a real emergency. They don't like that. Why? I can't figure it out. I have no idea. It makes no sense to me. I've yet to figure that one out. I guess they want people to starve. And those who stand up and reject these policies, now you got to understand this. You stand up and say, wait a minute, that's wrong. Guess what happens to you? Well, you're rounded up and you are imprisoned. Quite possibly, you might even be killed as well. Well, the FBI actually had, I did some homework, had a plan to declare martial law in the 1950s. Of course, it was for a different reason. But still, documents show that the FBI created a Plan C. That's what they called it, a Plan C. Wonder what Plan A and Plan B were. Well, this was during the Cold War. In case there was a nuclear attack. So they got to declare martial law with a nuclear attack. All right. Well, the 1950s Plan C included putting a nation under martial law, rounding up subversives. Those are people that disagree with it. Subversives. No, that's what I call a patriot. and interning enemy diplomats. Well, the documents acquired by transparency journalism organization Muckrock detail that the FBI planned, created in 1956, which were shared with several top officials from every government department. I also distributed papers regarding the plan to its field offices. The plan would have gone into effect after a war has begun in which the U.S. involved or may be involved in prior to an actual attack on the U.S. itself. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, this was back in 1956. And back then, they had 13,000 people who were scheduled for apprehension in case of an emergency. Well, look, if they're really bad people, why wait till an emergency to apprehend them? It's going to be a lot harder to find them. This is how screwed up things are. But again, what we're talking about here, what's going on in America right now, has nothing to do with the nuclear attack. Has nothing to do with the nuclear attack. What this has to do with was the government and their pre-planned, government-sanctioned, government-executed civil unrest. They are the ones creating this civil unrest. They are the ones creating this. I do believe this in my heart of hearts. Yes, 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 absolutely. And it's done deliberately to take over the masses. I got somebody doing all kinds of stuff in my chat room. What the hell is your problem? What the hell is this? Who the hell is this? Yeah, we will be taking calls. Don't put all that crap in there, whoever you are. Don't put that crap in my chat room like that. What the hell's the matter with you? We will be taking calls, but in the second hour. Like we do every night. But I think I know who you might be. Just catching your attention? I don't like the arrogance in you. What the hell is going on with people? I mean, my God. Everybody's got to be a jerk in this world, and I'm sick and tired of it. Everything's got to be their way. Nobody wants to respect other people for being who they are. Everybody's got to be the way they want them to be. And if you're not right away, boy, I want that answer. I want it now. Well, I do know who you are, and you're not coming on board. So you might as well just hang up. And we do know that the federal government had a list of at least 8 million names. Now get this. 8 million names of people that were considered to be threats to national security back in the 1980s. Wow. Wow, that was under Ronald Reagan. I did not know that. Probably mostly Russians. Well, the list was known as Main Corps, and it's known whether this list still exists today. Well, I'm pretty sure it does. It's got other names on it. God only knows. Your name may be on it. Nobody knows. Everybody's on some kind of list somewhere. We also know that the government documents produced during the Obama administration openly discusses rounding up descendants and taking them into internment camps. Yes. There are internment camps in the United States. I know. All conspiracy theory. Well, you know, do a little homework. You can find this stuff out. Look, if a dummy like me can find this stuff out, you can find it out too. Well, a leaked 2012 U.S. Army Military Police Training Manual. See, now he finally hung up. See, I know who you are. Entitled Civil Disturbance Operations, described how soldiers would be ordered to confiscate firearms and kill American descendants. What? That's a 2012 United States Army Military Police Training Manual. Why do we need our army to go out and I mean, again, why do we need this? What what is to gain from this? What are we going to win? Who's going to win? Nobody's going to win. You're going to create nothing but just chaos, nothing but civil unrest. I mean, you talk about what we had in our first Civil War, where we had, what, 500,000 to 600,000 people that were killed? Well, I mean, we're going to have millions of people killed. Because it's not going to be armies fighting armies. Of course, it will. It'll be armies, you know, fighting citizens. But we're going to have citizens fighting citizens. Why do we need this? And why do so many people not understand that we're headed towards this direction? Why do they not understand that? I mean, how can you be that naive, that obtuse, that lazy-minded, that feeble-minded? How can you be that lazy and feeble-minded not to be able to see this stuff? This is not conspiracy theory, okay? This is not conspiracy theory. Just check on what the hell is going on in the world. I mean, open your eyes once in a while. It's right there. You can't help but see it. It's not conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact is what it is. And there's a lot of Americans, they think that this would be okay. Well, be careful what you ask for in this world. Because there are people out there that will give it to you. They will give it to you. Well, the manual also revealed that prisoners would be detained in temporary internment camps and, get this, in quotations, re-educated to gain a new appreciation of U.S. policies. Really? To be re-educated to gain a new appreciation of U.S. policies. Well, let me tell you something. I think our government and far too many of our citizens, our law enforcement, our courts, our doctors, our teachers need to be re-educated to gain a new appreciation of our U.S. policies. It's called the United States Constitution. I mean, this is just... I mean, what... Well, now, look, I've got this list here, and I've got to cover it, because there's some of this stuff on here. I mean, it's just absolutely, I mean, it's just, I mean, I just, I can't understand how there's not one person in our government that was writing this that would go, hey, wait a minute, this is going too far. This is too much. This is an overreach. This is not freedom. This is not who the United States of America is. We can't do this. But nobody did it. So who would these so-called subversives and descendants actually be? Who would these people be? Well, they would be you. They would be me. They'd be your neighbor, your friends, your cousins. They'd be anybody. Well, now here is a list that would be considered subversive or a descendant or a dissident, actually. I know I murderate the English language. There's nothing I can do about it. I was born with a chronic broken left-handed tongue. But these are people that would be considered to be what they call a domestic terrorist. These would be the bad guys. These would be the people that would have to be put in internment camps and be re-educated to gain a new appreciation of U.S. policies. These are these people. Now check this stuff out here and find out how many of them actually apply to you. Well, a lot of these that I read, and there's 72 of them, probably won't be able to get through all 72 tonight, but I fit into a lot of them. So I guess I'm a domestic terrorist now, I guess. According to this FBI list, this is our FBI, mind you, our FBI. Working with the Homeland Security. I mean, you can come into this country. You can burn our flags. You can shoot up our citizens. You can rape our citizens. You can go to Trump rallies and express your anti-American views all you want to, wave your country's flag. You can do that all you want to, and that's fine. But if you wave the American flag and you say, I'm proud to be an American, well, you're a domestic terrorist. You're a bad guy. We got to put you in internment camp. We have to re-educate you to gain a new appreciation of U.S. policies. Listen to this, some of this crap. Those that talk about individual liberties. Well, yeah, I do. Who doesn't believe in individual liberties? And why would you not want to believe in individual liberties? That doesn't make any sense to me. Those that advocate states' rights. Well, let me check here. Let me make sure. Maybe it was taken out of the Constitution. But I'm pretty sure that it's the 10th Amendment, which is in the Constitution. So how can this make you a domestic terrorist if you believe in states' rights? Let me read it. Here it is. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So if you believe states have their own rights, you're American in the Constitution. You don't want families. They just want people, robots. And no, not theory. This is this is coming. So if you got a problem with this stuff, you contact the FBI. The president comes out here and tells you every day how he wants to take more and more of your guns away. Why wouldn't you naturally be concerned about that? Of course you would. You're in the militia movement. Ugh. The sovereign citizen movement. I mean, look at this. Those that complain about bias. Okay. So those that complain about bias, corruption is what it is. So if you complain about the government corruption, you are a domestic terrorist. I mean, this is – how the hell did we get to this point, America? And why did we get here? Anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies, well, that's me. I don't like these mainstream ideologies. And why should I? Visits extremist websites or blogs. Well, what makes it extremist? What makes it extremist? Who decides what is extremist and what is not? See, it's very general. Anybody could be an extremist, I guess, if they just don't like what you say. Anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes. Oh, you mean like all the protesters that protested Donald Trump? And they were not peacefully assembling, throwing rocks, turning over cop cars, starting fires, throwing water bottles at women and children, screaming obscenities, burning flags. That is not peacefully assembling. That should have been broken up. That's rioting. They should have been broken up right then and there. But the cops don't want to interfere because you don't want to make them angry. Really? You don't want to make the criminals angrier, so I guess you just let them commit their crimes. Well, hell, if crime's that easy, I'm going to go out and rob a friggin' bank tomorrow because I could use the money. Believe me, I could use the money. Where's some of this other stuff? Those that refer to an army of God. Citizens that have bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-UN. I mean, a bumper sticker makes you a domestic terrorist because a patriotic bumper sticker, mind you, a patriotic bumper sticker. So I guess if you have a United States flag as a bumper sticker, I guess you're a domestic terrorist now, isn't it? I mean, this stuff is real. Again, this is coming from the FBI. It's not coming from me. Those that are anti-global, those that are suspicious of centralized federal authority. Well, I am. Those that are reverent of individual liberty. Why are they so concerned about people wanting their own individual liberty. Okay, that's called freedom. We're slaves. Okay? Let me see. We get the 13th Amendment. Immigration. Those that are against illegal immigration, those that are concerned about illegal immigration, and those that are against illegal immigration. So whether you're concerned about it or against it. Now just think about this for a second. The key word here is illegal. So if you break the law, if you believe in breaking the law, you're not a domestic terrorist. But if you believe in following the law, that makes you a domestic terrorist. Well, isn't that just peachy? Those that are against, where is this? Fear of communist regimes. Well, I think we have to fear ourselves of communist regimes. Those that are against the New World Order. In a derogatory manner. Well, I'm against the New World Order in a derogatory manner. Those that have a negative view of the United Nations. I do. Though, now get this. Those that supported former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. So I guess they get to pick and choose of who you can like and who you can't like. Do you understand what's going on here? This is tyranny. This is our FBI. This is our FBI. This stuff is in the FBI. This is in their handbook, the DHS, our Homeland Security. This is what this is. And nobody seems to really want to give a damn about it. Well, why? Why would people not want to concern themselves with this stuff? Why would you not want to be naturally afraid? I mean, I'm sorry, but I can't go along with this stuff. I guess I'm a subversive. I guess that's who I am. Well, another very disturbing document talks about the need for the United States Army to prepare to battle political dissidents in megacities and to neutralize groups who can influence the lives of the population while undermining the authority of the state. I mean, this is crazy stuff, boy, I tell you. The United States Army is preparing to fight political dissidents who challenge the power of the state as megacities. Become the battleground for the future. Well, I don't like these megacities, and I got one right where I'm living, and they're creating it. See, they want everybody crammed into these what they call megacities. They don't want people living out in the country. They don't want any crap. Can't control everybody that way. But everybody in one circle location, they control the mountain. That's what this is about. And I know a lot of talk about what's going on with you. I don't want a chip. I'm not going to get. I'm not going to have a chip to me. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be not going to put in me. I will say that. Work with the United States Special Office and Chief of Strategic Group and the UK's Ministry of Defense earlier to warn the future armed combat will revolve around who can influence lives the crazy time. Individual liberties. Believe that the states have rights. Well, they do. It's called the 10th Amendment. But see, they don't want that. The government doesn't want that. The government doesn't want states. They don't want states' rights because they can't, the president or the king now won't be able to control everything. Well, yeah, Mr. President, Mr. Constitutional Scholar, you should have learned that when you went to Constitution school, but you didn't. I don't think this guy has ever read the Constitution. And if he did, obviously he doesn't understand it. But there's reasons why the government doesn't have the power as much, or the president doesn't have the power as much as this president thinks that he does. And as much power as our own friggin' Congress is allowing him to have. I mean, Congress, they have an obligation, a duty, a fiduciary responsibility to put the kibosh on this stuff. Why did this Congress allow him to do this? Why did they not impeach him after Fast and Furious? After Benghazi, my God, the man deserted his post in a time of war. Yeah, whether you want to call it an embassy or an outpost, either one, I don't care. But it was, in a sense, it was American soil. We had Americans there, and they were under attack, either by Al-Qaeda or Boko Haram or both. It doesn't matter. They were terrorists, and they attacked us. And what did our president do? Nothing. He goes upstairs. We don't know what happened to him. He never once made it into the Situation Room, which was his post. Look, when America gets attacked, President, you got to get to the Situation Room. You got to send some help. I mean, it should be automatic. We're getting attacked. Boom. We send help. I mean, this stuff is crazy time. But if they did put martial law in effect, there would be no way to conduct the elections. We'd all have to stay at home. Well, how do people get to work? How do people go shopping? How do people live? I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is crazy. So I guess you could, the curfew would be what? But is it possible? The guy going into a gun, all these assault rules, and going out and killing people. This was pre-planned and orchestrated by our government. That 100%. Do I have proof? No. Can I see that? No, why not? Hold of guns and chemicals to make explosives. But he was there in L.A. to meet with someone else, but he couldn't find him. And they were going to shoot up the gay pride parade in Los Angeles. And when he found out that this a terrorist in Orlando had died, he had told the police that he needs protection from the CIA because they were all in cahoots with each other. And he said that the CIA betrayed him. Because this shooter was not supposed to die. A shooter and this other girl, they were not supposed to die. The shooters there in Orlando were supposed to get away, but they got killed. Well, obviously, they got killed because if they didn't get killed, they might, you know, tell the truth, and somebody might hear it. So what the hell is really going on? What the hell really happened? I don't know. But the witnesses that were interviewed, the family members of the victims that were interviewed, I mean, I didn't believe them for a second. I do not believe the narrative that the media is telling me happened. Now, I know we've had people coming in and out. I don't know if anybody can hear me. Now, if the last four digits of your phone number is 4727, just push the number 1 on your phone to let me know that you can actually hear me, because I need to know. Because I'm sick and tired of Blog Talk Radio's connection problems here, and I have no idea. Okay, you can hear me. Okay, that's good. All right. If you don't want to talk, okay, that's good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. If you do want to talk, make sure you press the number 1 again, and I'll bring you on. But I don't believe in any of this story that is that happened. I do not believe that there was one man that did all this carnage. Impossible. Impossible. He would have to carry, I mean, too many of these magazines. And when he's changing them, I mean, somebody somewhere should have been able to, you know, attack him. And then he goes outside. Evidently, he goes outside, he gets in a fight with the cops, and then he comes back inside and holds more people. I mean, none of this makes any sense. None of this makes any sense to me at all. I do believe, and again, I don't have actual definitive proof. I cannot say 100% certain. But with the Homeland Security expert that came on here last night, and I asked him these questions, and all of the evidence that has been compiled, I've been paying attention. I know that's my problem. It does directly point to our government sponsored these. They're sponsoring these mass shootings. And for what? Well, they want to confiscate your guns. So they have to make it look like guns are really, really bad, and we got to take them away. I really believe this. I really do. None of this makes sense. The narrative that this one man, this Alan Combs show, this was a while. And Alan Combs asked him if this would happen. It's possible. Very possible. I mean, it's possible. It's not just. I never thought that we would get to this point. And even by talking about it, I know. If they didn't, how do these crisis actors know when to show up and where to show up if the government isn't involved in this? If it's not planned by the government? If it's not orchestrated by the government, how do these crisis actors know where to show up? Now, don't tell me that they weren't crisis actors. The one guy saying, oh, I'm all covered in blood, and I didn't know if it was my blood or his blood. And you look at him, there's not a drop of blood on him. It was just fake. It was phony. I'm not saying that we have to show the real victims. I'm not saying that. I mean, that's stupid. We wouldn't want to do that. But then again, I mean, there was no ambulances. How can you have that many victims with no ambulances? Doesn't make any sense. None of this stuff makes sense. So how do these crisis actors know when to show up and where to show up? So I don't believe, I mean, I really believe that all of these mass shootings are orchestrated by our government. They're doing it. And now I know a lot of people talk about 9/11. And hold on, caller, I'm going to come to you in just a minute. I never once wanted to go down that road. And I argued with people. Well, I'm starting to question that now, too. I mean, I don't know what to believe. That's my problem. I just don't know what to believe. I have no idea what to believe and who to believe. I can't believe the television. I get sick and tired of them lying to me. I haven't believed the mainstream media since I've been 7 years old, 1972. So I just want the truth. And I don't see why the truth is so damn difficult to tell. All right, let's go to the caller. If your phone number, the last four digits are 4727, you are now on the air. Good evening. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm all right. This is Naj in Atlanta. Ain't talked to you in a while.
I remember your voice.
Yeah, indeed. Now, look, man. All of these cases to where, you know, there's a question of if there's government foul play or if we just have another situation where we've got a tragedy on our hands, I look at them in this way. Have they already won on the issue already, meaning mainstream media, general opinion and belief in whatever it is? If so, then I usually just treat those topics as if, okay, they won that. Doesn't matter if it does come out as being a false situation, because we'll only know 40 years from now when they actually release it. So I don't even go into those. But going into some of the other things you were saying, I think some people are thinking small picture when they talk about the government coming for your guns. I don't think the government will ever come for your guns. I do think they play off one side to the other. So the left comes out and talks about, you know, oh, we need to do this with the guns. Then the right comes out and says, oh, no way you're going to do that. And what happens? People go buy a whole bunch of guns. The person in power gets a bump in the economy. The people who are representing gun manufacturers get, you know, unprecedented sales. So I don't think either party would ever want the stain of trying to come for Americans' guns on them, because that would mean basically that party is now not important and could never really win any major election. I'm really against the idea of disarmament, though. I know that.
Now, whether they're going to come door to door and confiscate your guns or not, well, they have done that to certain people. But what they're going to do is they're going to make it, first of all, so difficult to buy the gun and then impossible to get the ammunition. So you can have all the guns in the world you want, but if you can't get any ammunition, they've won. They've actually confiscated your gun without touching it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see,
so there's other ways to do it.
Right. I see what you mean, but there's another angle to that, too. Instead of going to get people's guns, which is actually going to draw more ire than it'll be effective for them, I think the process would be to use the mainstream media to make any group who they decided to disarm into the worst terrorist David Koresh, you know, monster story that they can make, and then people will celebrate no matter what happens to them. So I don't think it's a thing of coming to get everybody's guns. No, it'll just be them picking out the groups they consider problematic and then demonizing them through the media, and then the use of force will be justified.
Yeah,
you see what I mean?
Blog talkers have a lot of connection problems. And
yeah, I see.
It generally starts out in the second hour. Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, you're breaking up, but I can hear you. It's going in and out.
I can't hear you at all, but...
Try your best to keep going, man, but yeah, you are breaking up right now. I'll try to hang back and listen, but yeah, it is Blog Talk, man. What can you say about it?
All right. I apologize, but thanks for calling in. I'm calling other times on a sports program. We got football coming up here pretty soon, so I'm getting ready, so...
Yes, sir.
I love you. You are a great place to work. There's a lot of really